wala ka o na pagkami ulami. Buro kaya kapag nidulog ma. Sukulog mo na eh. Sukutugaw na.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3. Chandelier. Hanging from chandelier. Welcome to Tiger Belly. I'm your captain. I'm your leader. Yes, I'm your leader. Captain Bob. Slep King. Young. Bobby Youngly in the house. That's right, dog. I got flat face. Jungle.
What's up?
Right there. Flat face jungle.
Can't see me.
Yeah, I got my hoochie hoochie right here, man. Hoochie hoochie all day, every day, my friends. Yeah. You know, and we got
you got a squirt.
We got white. Fucking ugly white. Howdy. We have the ugliest whites working here. We got fucking serial killer white red with the thin lips. You don't trust thin lips.
When do you say thin lips? All
look,
the time.
Look at that nose. Look at that nose. Anyway, yo, so seriously, dude, like I have all kinds of relations.
Uh-huh.
I have relations with the comedy community, and I've known some comedy heads for a long time, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like from the days, dude.
Oh shit.
And I don't know who. Oh yeah, yeah. What's your I don't know his name. Anyway, I met dude, so our guest today, I met him. I was in La Jolla. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's not magic. Don't do magic in front of me. Okay?
Black magic.
Oh, there's a hair there.
Yeah.
Take it out. All right.
This is our party.
So back in the day, man, I was like 1996, 97, whatever.
Damn, Olympics.
What?
Olympics.
That was when the Olympics was?
96.
Oh, Atlanta fuck Olympics. Yeah. Olympics, dude. Olympics. 96, bro.
Shit, yeah. Okay.
All right. anyway, I was at the open mic, you know, at the Comedy Store. And this skinny Filipino kid with curly hair. He had hair back then.
Curly.
Come out, he go, aha. That's how he sounded. He go, aha, I'm Jokoy. And I go, yuck. I'm from Vegas. Let's be friends.
He had an accent?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I heard. Anyway. Anyway, we got Jokoy here.
Yeah.
Put your headphones on. Put the headphones on. Is that how it worked or what, bro?
No, that was good.
Yeah. Dead on?
Dead on.
Yeah, and you lived in Vegas, right?
When
I met you.
Mm-hmm.
And you were working at what? The Mirage?
I was working, dude, when I met you, I was working at another place called Alexis Park. Mirage was my promotion.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were at Alexis Park first?
Yeah, I was at Alexis Park
first. What is that place?
It was their whole thing was a five-star resort. We don't cater to gamblers.
So
that place isn't around anymore.
Yeah.
The Christian resort.
Yeah.
It's like having a bar in Ireland. We don't serve liquor.
Yeah.
Just good tunes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was that a good analogy or no?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Was it good or no?
Yeah.
I'm not crafty. Sometimes I'm not fast.
No,
you're really fast.
No, thank you. So you worked there, but then you shoveled tiger shit for Zig Ziglar.
I want to get to that.
No.
I did dolphin tours. And then tiger shit.
Dolphin tours in Vegas?
Yeah.
How?
That's at the fucking first place.
That was Mirage, yeah.
Oh.
And then Mirage, you did dolphins.
I did dolphins and tiger shit, yeah.
In the Mirage.
Yeah.
You had to shovel, who is it, Siegfried and Roy's tigers?
I had to clean Siegfried's asshole in order to play with the dolphins.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well. He said, you cannot play with dolphins. Yeah.
You never met him, though.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't meet Siegfried?
Yeah, Siegfried always came through. Roy never came through.
Oh, really? Is he nice?
Siegfried was, it's so funny because when you look at the, I don't know if anyone gives a shit that's listening.
Yeah.
But there used
they
to be
do a, give a
they,
shit.
They do give a fucking shit. They were Vegas staples.
I know who they are.
You know because you're old.
I brought it up.
No, you're old.
Yeah, it's Liberace was a fucking Vegas staple, bro.
But people don't know that. People don't know that Mark Wahlberg was fucking Marky Mark, dipshit.
That's true.
You call me a dipshit on my show?
I don't care.
Anyway, sorry.
You're trying to act like this is a premium fucking talk show. You got a cameraman in a goddamn closet.
Hey, man. Hey.
You got a cameraman in a closet.
I know.
Thin lips, fuck you.
Fuck you,
man. All right.
I apologize.
So anyway,
Siegfried and Roy, they were a big Vegas act and they had tigers and shit, right?
Yes, tiger shit.
One of them got eaten. Which one? The one
Roy.
You knew?
The Roy, the one that never talked to anybody.
So you never met the delicious one?
No. The one that everyone...
Yeah.
The tigers enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
That's one of the interesting.
Were you there when he bit him?
Because Siegfried was the one that petted all the tigers. Right. He pet the tigers. Roy was the magician.
Listeners, here's a fucking lesson to you, my friends.
Pet the tiger.
Pet the fucking tiger.
Yes.
Because if you don't, he'll eat your shoulder.
He'll eat your fucking... See, that's the part that Entertainment Tonight didn't say.
Yeah.
Roy wasn't the handler.
Dude,
Siegfried was.
If I was at that show,
Roy
though,
was the magician.
If I was at that show, though, I would have stood up.
I would have won.
This is the best show I've ever seen. Ole, ole.
Yeah.
Encore.
Yeah.
Wow, how great would that show be? Oh, yeah.
It's the show of the year.
Yeah, or that Cirque du Soleil. Remember the guy fell?
Oh, come on.
Oh, that would have been the best show I've ever seen.
He miscalculated.
And they didn't stop the show. They danced around him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's called showbiz. Yeah, that's
the
dedication.
The drug him out.
They drug him out.
Send him more clowns. That's the only time where they actually sent in the clowns.
Yeah.
Send in the clowns.
Yeah. So you did that. And then, so I remember you living in an apartment there. And then we did a show.
Yeah.
At, what was it? What year is it? 97, you think? 98?
It was 90, I don't know, 96.
96, maybe. And you were going to UNLV or no?
No, I wasn't.
Of course, you're not educated.
No, I'm very... Come on.
You're just like I am.
Yeah.
I went to UNLV.
I know she did. Oh. And we did a show in the theater there.
Mm-hmm. But did you explain what I did? Explain the grind, man. Don't try and fucking disrespect me here. explain the fucking grind.
So you had...
I had a vision. I saw Bobby Lee, the only Asian comics that I saw that inspired me, because I was so into comedy, was Margaret Cho and like Henry Cho. I can't even remember the ones that I could see like on cable,
mm-hmm.
you know, that were coming on frequently. And then when I went to La Jolla, because this comic got me, he knew the manager there and got me on, and I saw Bobby Lee and my head blew up. I was like, oh my God.
Because I was weird looking.
No, you were funny. You were Korean. You know what I mean? You were like, yo, this is the...
What was your first impression of me?
I thought you had... No, I don't want to say it.
Yeah, that was retarded.
No, down. Like, you had a little bit of the
That's
down.
That's fucking... You know what, dude?
But a lot of people say that.
No.
A lot of people say it.
I know that when people say it.
In the community, a lot of people say it.
I know, but when they say it, it really... I don't know why you're laughing, George, okay? Because in terms of whites, you're like a 2.
Jeez.
That's out of 100.
That's a lot of whites.
Right? You're the worst. You're like, you're worthless.
God.
Wow. Okay, and so you want them to stay around and work for you.
And he has.
And he has. Syndrome.
It's a premium.
No one has left.
Yeah, premium talk show.
First of all, did you really believe that I was retarded?
I thought that was a joke.
That is a joke.
No, okay.
But real.
Can you let me answer the question?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Can I explain myself?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because they don't know. They only know good-looking Bobby with the good rock and roll hair.
Wow.
And the missing tooth. They only know that guy. They only know good-looking rock and roll Bobby, hot rock and roll chick.
Yeah.
That's all they know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Missing tooth, cat hair and beanie. Like, they only know that one.
Yeah.
Onesie shirt. That's all they know. I know Bobby Hawaiian shirt. And your act was... And used to
He
used to take a shirt, a small comb, those ace combs, the black combs, and then he'd make his hair poofy for no reason.
Use your hair.
And you know my
opening. He would make his hair this big. Can I finish?
Okay, go ahead.
Let me explain why I thought you had Down syndrome.
Okay, go ahead.
God.
Yeah.
Let me explain.
Go ahead.
Like, I'm not just trying to be funny.
I know.
We all thought you had Down syndrome.
I'm really hurting my feelings, but go ahead.
Okay, no. Really, Bobby? Can I explain? Okay, so we go to La Jolla.
Yeah.
And the guy, the MC, goes, oh my God, this kid killing it out here.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? We got to hurry up because his bus is out front. And then they go, Bobby Lee, everybody. Crowd goes crazy. He's a local favorite, right? And then he does this thing where his eyes are kind of like,
because
he was kind of doing a stoner thing.
Then he had this
big, like, hair, and then he'd move his head.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it took him forever to get to the microphone.
And I
thought, oh, he's special.
Yeah. But you know what that's called? Mugging.
Yeah.
Mm. I was fucking mugging for the crowd, you fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
And but, I would go up there, right? I would mess up my hair, and you know what my opening line was?
What?
I'm not really Asian. I just woke up.
Yeah.
2 minute applause break.
Crushed. Standing O.
I can see
No, I'm not even joking.
Two minute applause break.
I stood.
I know. But then we went to your Vegas show that you set up, and there was like 10 people there, and that was half your family.
And that's what?
It was terrible.
But let me explain why.
Why?
Because I'm glad
show.
And I'm glad you're telling this story.
Yeah, I drove all the way over there.
Because there's a lot of comics, and if you want to get personal and real on your show, there's a lot of comics that come up to us and ask us how do you get to that place that you're at. Well, this is what I did. I rented out that theater because no one was in Vegas. They didn't have open mics like you did. Like, if you want to go play Catch a Rising Star, you had to be a headliner from LA. You had to play 7 days a week.
Yeah.
So I went to UNLV, and my cousin Mona was kind of like an alumni there. She was a cheerleader for the Running Rebels back, you know what I mean? So she goes, I know the Filipino Association. They'll rent out that that room for you for free. Yeah. And and I told them I got these Asian comics, and it would be great to like show support for Asian comics that are coming up. The show will be free. Just let us... You rent it out for us, and the show will be free to the students.
Uh-huh.
And they go, no. They said no.
Did you tell anybody about the show, though?
No, you're not listening to the story. Like, I get it. You want to go to the punchline, and that's why you're still here. You have to set it up slowly.
I know.
Set it up slowly.
You're right.
Storytelling.
I'm still learning. I understand, bro.
Yeah. But there's an art form to storytelling.
Yeah.
You got to really give it a
shot.
All right,
I'll give it a shot.
There's ingredients involved. All
right, go ahead.
Just go for the turkey's butthole. You got to put stuffing in it.
Do the slow burn.
Yeah. They said no, and it was the Filipino Student Association that said no to me. And I was like, really?
It better get a big laugh at the end of the fucking story, though.
No, there is no story. It's just inspirational.
All right.
Because I'm going to tell you what happened.
There better be a payoff.
The girl I was dating, white girl, had
cute.
A friend.
She was cute.
Yeah, Jennifer, you remember? And she had a coworker that was actually going to that school, and he was in a frat. White boy, all white guys.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'll rent it out. What's the big deal? And he signed the waiver. He signed the waiver, and the only people that came to that show, and I even went back to the Filipino Student Association, and I said, hey, I got someone to rent it for us. Can you at least come and support? And they still didn't support. They still didn't come. And no one came. I put flyers all over the school. And the only people that came was that fraternity, and they brought their sorority. You remember that? And it was like maybe 15, 20 people there.
Yeah.
And my dad came and everything. But that's the grind, though. And I was still able to pay you because I went to all these local businesses and I made a program and I made sponsors. And that's how I was able to pay you. So I didn't care that it was empty. I was happy that we were on stage.
Can I ask you this,
Vegas.
Is that the end of the story?
And then I had to clean Siegfried and Roy's asshole. Is that what you want? I had to clean Siegfried and Roy's asshole.
I just
want to
laugh at the end, dude.
No. Your show should have some kind of inspiration in the middle of the goddamn thing.
That's the thing, though.
I can't believe the Filipinos didn't support.
That's so crazy. Yeah. No Asians showed up.
But you
got to remember the time frame. Bobby and I were kind of like the up-and-comers. Like, no one's really seen Asian comics before. Yeah. Like, now there's a lot. But back then, it was literally just Bobby and I. Margaret Cho and Henry Cho were like the ones that were kind of like the headliners out there.
I mean, literally, there was no one. I mean, it's like...
You got to remember, this is before Bobby got Premium Blend. This is before Bobby got Mad TV. Right. This is just Bobby.
Nobody. I don't know anybody.
No, you weren't open micer. You were like...
I was kind of like
the crowd favorite at La Jolla. Everyone was always
like... That's
still
open mic, fuck not.
No, it's not, man. To other comics, you were kind of like legend. Like, everyone was like, oh, shit, that's Bobby Lee.
That's pretty cool, man.
No, I'm being serious. I'm being serious. There's no reason to kiss your ass. I'm rich.
Yeah.
Boom.
So I have another thing that I'm concerned about. I'm going to just read you something, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Check with my publicist first.
So the other last week you go, Bobby, it's Joe Coy.
Don't.
Just let's listen.
Bobby, there's personal shit I don't
there's
want
nothing,
all there, out.
I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm going to just read this.
Bobby,
it's Joe Coy. I'll edit this out if you don't want it.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I swear to God I will.
You don't even have a proper editing system.
Bobby, it's Joe Coy.
We're surrounded in Sanrio. I feel like we're in the fucking closet.
I said, are you okay? And you go, we're better now. Are you really concerned?
Yeah.
Jerk. How are you? That's fucking rude.
Yeah. Well, you are a piece of shit.
You want to see my face? You want to see concerned? You want to see my... I'm gonna do this.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a face.
Give me concern. Go. See, you're joking around again.
That was real.
Even right there.
That was good.
Come on, that was good.
Let me do it again. Let me do it one more time.
I swear to God, your concern looks like you're holding in your own shit.
Hold on. Just hold on. Let me try. All right?
Just one more time.
I'm going to say, are you okay?
Okay,
right?
You don't care. See? You don't care.
I do care.
That's what I'm saying.
Give me a shot.
That's why I asked you.
Give me a shot.
That's why I asked you.
All right.
That's why I asked you. Are you concerned?
I don't.
Are you okay?
No.
No?
No. Okay. That's even...
I didn't
feel
does
it. That? I
didn't
who
feel
even
it.
Does that?
Yeah.
Who says do stuttering to make you sound
concerned? I am concerned, though. I'm concerned. We don't have to get into what you're going through, but I'm just saying I was concerned, and that's that, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
You're going through a tough time.
Yeah.
Yeah? We don't have to get into it.
But she is healthy.
Your wife.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend. You guys get married?
Soon.
You're gonna get married.
She's got.
How did you meet her? She just came out of, I mean, all of a sudden she's the thing. You know what happened?
She's been around for a long time.
I know, a couple years, all right.
No, well now, yeah, but she's been in my life for about 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
How?
Back and forth, off and on, just two stupid people. Mm-hmm. That's all it was. Sometimes. And then we finally realized, ah, yeah, yeah, we really.
Where was she living?
She was in a cave, not not too much money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I saved
was
her.
Was she no, in LA though? Was she in LA?
Oh, she, yeah, I'm joking, by the way.
She was in LA.
Yeah, she had a great, yeah, she yeah, she was doing
she's cute. You guys look good together. You
oh,
seem happy.
We're adorable. Mm-hmm. It's like you and your lady.
Yeah, yeah. Be,
I mean, more so your lady, but like, but you're a cute couple.
Are you being sponsored by Hawaii and Raw? What the fuck does that mean on your fucking body right now?
Do you want the real answer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I am being sponsored.
You're sponsored by Hawaii?
So what?
The whole state.
So what?
The whole state.
Mayor.
Oh, you're mayor. The mayor?
Mayor Coy.
I'm like Tom Selleck.
Do you still have that Shabu Shabu restaurant?
Yes.
Where is that in Vegas?
It's in Vegas, right? And you're more than welcome.
Is
just
it good?
Your staff,
we love
staff.
Shabu Shabu. Is it good?
Yes. It's amazing, Bobby.
Yeah. What do you have? Thinly sliced dog meat. What's in there?
Oh, that's funny.
Is it good?
Are you going for the easy?
You have Kobe.
Is that what you're doing?
You have Kobe.
Kobe. Yeah.
You have Kobe meat in there.
Yes. I have. That's generic. That's nothing compared to what I have.
Oh, really? What do you have?
Yeah, I have Wagyu.
Yeah, oh, you have Wagyu.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah. I have mammoth meat on mine.
Where's your restaurant?
Right? Where's your restaurant?
It's in fucking Beverly Hills right now, dude.
Damn.
Mammoth meat. And can you find mammoth, bro?
No.
I have it.
That's a hard thing to find.
$10,000 a slice.
A slice?
Yeah.
That must melt in
so
your mouth.
Good, dude. I got fucking polar bear pussy. Have you ever had polar bear pussy?
I've heard.
It's so good.
I've heard it's good.
It's so good.
Cold but hot.
Yeah, it's cold at the fucking clip part.
Yeah. All right.
What? See? How's Joseph?
Good.
I haven't seen Joey.
Good segue.
Did you
cold
and I,
Clint,
did you,
how's your son?
No, but the real is this. Did you and I, let's be real. Did we have a falling out?
We never had a falling out.
Yeah, but we were hanging out a lot.
Okay, you suffer from, I guess, anxiety. What do you suffer from?
Wow, you want to get into my shit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, every time I'm around Bobby, it's always bite my nail, and then he goes crazy, and then he leaves me. Am I not lying?
That's true.
And that's been our friendship.
I gotta go.
That's been our friendship for a long time. Like when we were working on the pilot together. What'd you do?
The last time you guys saw each other.
Yeah, he was biting his nails in the parking lot. Blah, blah, blah. You don't understand, Joe. You don't understand. You don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he left. And then as he was fading away, you can still see his ass crack because he refuses to wear a belt. Never wears a belt.
So you and I didn't have a...
That last conversation you had with me in that car.
Yeah.
And I forgot what building we were. You really did inspire me. You did kick me in the ass. I was going through a shitty time at that time.
Yeah.
So, and I understood where you were
coming
from.
Because your Netflix special is killing it.
And you know, I paid for that. And that's partially due to you.
What, you paid for your own Netflix special?
Yeah,
You independently produced it, and then they bought it.
Shopped it.
They didn't want it at first then?
Okay. This is how it went down. It was... God, because I shot it 2016, so I was asking them 2015. But I was already offered my third with Comedy Central, but I wanted Netflix.
Yeah.
So I played my card wrong, but I guess it was right.
Yeah.
Because since I waited so long for Netflix, Comedy Central was like, well, we're good. We already got our roster.
Yeah.
So at that point, they weren't coming to see me, and I was just not understanding why. I'm like, yo, I'm sold out 2 weeks in a row here, 2 weeks in a row.
I'll come
see what's going on here. Like, I deserve a special. Whatever, and then whatever the case may be, they were busy. Whatever it was, their schedule was already booked for 2017, and I was like, "Well, shit, what do I do? Do I wait till 2018, or do I shoot it myself and try and get back into, you know, shoot it, edit it, and hand it to them?
Right.
That way, they don't have to worry about scheduling or anything." And I chose to do that.
Oh, that's a smarter way to go. You have control.
It was risky.
Also. But you have control the way it looks.
I have trouble understanding who up top doesn't understand that you need to be on Netflix. Like, I think
I don't think it was that they didn't know. I think it was just that they already had the roster done for 2017.
But it's still a business, right? Yeah. If I'm seeing a lineup.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing that you want to come in. Like, to me, it boggles my mind that it wasn't an easy decision to be like, absolutely.
Yeah. I was kind of,
or that we
hurt.
Would bump
kinda,
some people.
It really hurt my feelings, man. Because I was just like, wow, dude, like I'm selling out
everywhere, just on my own.
Yeah.
Like, this was without TV or anything. Like, I'm doing 2 weeks at Irvine, 2 weeks in Brea.
Then I know. Going, I mean, I go on the road and they go, oh, yeah, Joe just did 2 weeks here.
Yeah.
And I go,
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Especially at San Jose.
San Jose.
Yeah.
But he does 2 weeks in Irvine.
Chicago.
On Chicago Schaumburg, right?
Yeah.
Ontario.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I get it.
But it was just kind of like, wow, I didn't understand what it, but I didn't care. Like someone told me, is like, stay in your lane. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Just stay in your lane. Like, don't worry about what's in your right lane or your left lane. Just stay right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I see all these other cats that I know that were getting on. And I wasn't like, I could have sat there and went, I don't fucking get it. Why are they getting it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I've been in this business this long and they give it, like, I didn't want to do that because they deserved it too.
Yeah,
and I deserved it. But I just had to go.
But every guy, every comic in the business,
yeah.
and even actors, they all compare themselves with other people.
Yeah.
You know, it's just human nature.
Yeah.
You don't think that I drive down the street and go, how the fuck did that guy get a
sit? Exactly.
You know what I mean? But you just, you know.
But if you do that your whole life and career, then you'll end up just having a career of complaining about other people's career.
You're right.
And success.
No, but that's only a fleeting thought. And then I try to go, you know what? He's your friend. Be happy for him. You know, I talk myself into being grateful and enjoying their success. But my first sometimes initial response, just the primitive one, is out of like jealousy. And
exactly.
I hate that about myself.
I love that you said that. That's cool.
Yeah, I hate
primitive.
It.
Primitive. It is primitive. It's just an animal instinct.
It's an animal instinct. It's dumb.
It's the doggy dog. It's fight for. We're in Hollywood. This is, everyone wants one thing here.
Yeah.
And you're right. But that's the cool thing.
But it's not the way to do it, to be honest with you. Because it's like, when you're like that, you're just always angry. And then people can.
What did James say last week? Assassinate the ego.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yes, assassinate the ego. That's what he said. It's hard to do.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, for a lot of you guys, like, the careers of being in the industry is very labile. It's like you have your peaks and you go back down and you got your peaks again.
Yeah.
But even, it seems like even with you, when you're at your peak, you don't see that you're at the peak, which is problematic because I don't think that you're always just clawing.
But because I'm not at the peak yet.
But even when you're having a good moment,
you don't
stop and appreciate that.
Yeah.
And it scares me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, that is something that I'm still struggling with, you know. But
I think that's everybody, though. I think everybody does.
Yeah,
that.
I think everybody does.
Because I don't appreciate moments.
I know, but here was my point, though, is that there I work with some cats. They're not like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, a lot of comics are like that.
Yeah.
Some actors are like that. But
there
are some guys that are pretty fucking grounded.
Yeah.
But those are guys, like, all I work with this guy named Oliver. His dad and mom are famous, right? And he grew up with, you know, encouragement. They were great parents.
Yeah.
And so he, you know, I talk to him sometimes about, you know, show business and whatever. And he's just happy that he's working. He's happy for other people. And he's a great guy. And I want to be like that, you know? But it's like I've had stretches of no work and just a lot of depression. And then, you know, and then it gets to your head. And then when you do get stuff, you think, is this the end? Is it going to keep going? You know what I mean? So it just.
I think there's a fear there because if you've ever been hungry once, if you've ever lived out of your car once, then there's always going to be that lingering fear that I might get back there. So I think there's a different, when you've had a fairly easy upbringing, I think, then that's never been a concern in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you never have that fear behind you.
Yeah, yeah.
For somebody, you know, you lived in your car.
Yeah.
You've gone hungry for days. You begged your parents for money.
Yeah, yeah.
And support.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but ultimately we come from good stock. Joe, I know your mom, right?
Yeah,
You're,
but I
you have a great kid too.
Yeah, he's amazing.
No, he really is.
Yeah,
he's like he's so
I don't understand
cool.
how he doesn't know that he's. It's so cool because they're spoiled kids and they got parents that are well off and they let everybody know that my parents are well off and I'm spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's my son. It's just kind of like he knows he's got it in the back burner.
Man.
I don't know if he's gonna surprise me later. And be like, you remember all that shit I didn't ask for?
Yeah.
Well, can I get the Lamborghini now?
I'm
17.
Yeah, but so, because a couple years ago when I would come to your house, we'd write together, right?
Yeah.
That show.
Yeah.
Him and I pitched a show together.
Yeah, what's that show?
It would have been the biggest thing. It would have been the biggest thing on earth, but no one picked it up.
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
I still don't think they're ready, man.
2 years ago.
I don't think they're ready.
I still don't think they're ready,
Bob. They're not ready, but him and I had a show idea. And we had Martin Lisak.
Yeah.
We had Robert Morton. We had really legitimate old Hollywood guys that were pitching it with us.
Yeah.
Like Robert Morton produced Letterman for 25 years. Martin Lisek was the head of like CAA television.
Oh, so you had all the stances of
approval. Oh, we had so guys walking in with us going, this is it.
Yeah.
And people were saying no.
Huh.
Yeah, within minutes. But whatever. Yeah. They're not. I don't get it, man.
I don't get it. But
and that kept rolling into Netflix.
Yeah.
And we never
pitched to Netflix, though.
No. But what I'm saying is, even with my stand-up, and that's why I was just like, I think I was so fed up from that moment, from us pitching the show to Comedy Central, and then me not getting the special out yet, and I was just like, well, how long are we going to sit on this special? And then I was like, fuck it. If I have to sell it out of my car, I'll do it. I did it for Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it with this special. I don't care. And I shot that thing myself.
Yeah, but what I was going to say about your kid is that I used to come to your house.
Yeah.
And he was like a little adult.
Aww.
What's up, Bobby? How are you? You know, like he was like a cool kid. Yeah. He's not weird or anything. Mm-hmm. And then I remember like you being kind of strict with him, like go do your homework. You know, he's like, all right, you know. Yeah. But like, you know, he's a good dad.
Yeah,
which is weird.
Why?
Why is that weird?
I don't know why. Because
what are some stories from that make it? No, I mean, from his past.
I just when because I look at him as a comedian, right?
Yeah,
and he's childlike. Mm. Yourself,
we both are.
I know you're not like Al Madrigal,
well,
who looks like a dad.
You're more
looks like a dad.
Al Madrigal, when you talk to him, you're like,
sitcom.
Yeah, he's a dad.
Sitcom.
Steve Byrne, he's a dad. Even Ren Azizi, he's a dad. You,
yeah,
he's a baby.
Really?
Yeah. Bro, you a
wow? Yeah,
you have stuffed animals behind you right now.
I mean, I'll tell you why, because you and I are the type of people.
Yeah,
I went to your house. You poured money on my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. That's like baller, though.
I know. He poured probably about $22,000. First of all, who has $22,000? No, just shut the fuck up, all right?
Oh, man.
Who has $22,000 in a bucket? Just in a bucket, like it's
it
like water.
In a bucket.
You know what I mean? Like I have a money a buffalo out there. I'm gonna it's like a money trough for my money buffalo.
Money
buffalo? Like, yeah.
What's a money buffalo?
Because he had it in like a little trough, like it's water. And then he goes, look what I made on my merch.
Oh, weekend.
Cut this out.
Are you kidding me?
It's funny. Relax. It's fucking funny. Relax, right? And you poured it on my head. We were both laughing. You know what I mean? I go, this guy's a dad? Yeah.
Man, I want to aspire for a money bucket. That's dope.
Well, you're going to have to try and sell a show to UNLV in 1996 and funnel German guys'
asshole.
I'm
going to say this.
Do that first.
You know, when I look at guys like you and Sebastian, you know what I mean? And he's because he was on the Forbes, you know, list,
wow.
Right? Yeah. You bring it up. He doesn't want to talk about it. But people already fucking know that you have money.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I make fun of Gabriel Iglesias. He has a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
Millions.
Yeah.
People know that already. It's common knowledge. It's not, you worked for it. You deserve it.
Yeah.
Why is your eyes crossed?
Because
right
it's
now?
Funny, man. I don't want to talk about money on your damn pod right now.
You really angry?
No. It's just weird.
Well, I mean, you spent money on your teeth.
Yeah, but I don't want my
teeth. Is that for real?
I should give you one.
Those are great. Yeah,
you would have to give him six.
He's a beautiful guy.
Yes, whole back row's just missing.
Yeah. When did you get that done?
I got it my first big check.
Wow.
First big check, I bought it.
Which means you were probably dreaming about it.
I wasn't joking.
What were your teeth like before?
How bad were your teeth?
Have you seen Chiclets or candy corn? If you've seen that, then you've seen my teeth.
I never looked at your teeth and went, wow, that's weird.
No, they were bad.
They were?
Yeah.
Because Pablo has
horrible
those too.
Teeth. And I had one tooth that was fused up to the top of my jaw. Yeah. Is that still called a jaw up here? What is it up here? This is a jaw. What's this?
Upper gum.
Upper gum?
Okay. That's just your...
Well, then that's what it was. It was fused into that bone because I fell on a rock when I was a kid.
Why does upper gum sound weird?
Yeah.
What is upper
knocked
gum?
Knocked out all... Huh?
Upper gum. That sounds fine.
Is that okay? I didn't know all what right. it was called. Yeah. I wasn't questioning him.
Mm. Yeah.
Bobby.
But Pablo has his done.
Yeah.
But there's crack residue on it.
Oh.
I'm not.
So sad.
I'm not.
No?
I'm not going to laugh at that.
He's doing better now.
Someone's struggling.
Yeah. He's
struggling. Oh, just threw a joke.
Just kidding.
No crack residue. You're doing great. He's one of the best comics in the country. Come on.
There's no residue on
it. What is everyone so sensitive about?
I'm just sitting here.
As of late.
There's no
crack. What is going on?
You know.
Let me say something.
It's just.
What is everyone so sensitive as of late? Okay? All I'm doing is speaking the truth, my friends. And you guys are like, oh, I don't care, I don't know, you know, this and that. What I'm saying to you right now is that we're taking a knee.
Oh, let's take a knee.
Oh. No, but you're,
here we go again.
Let me say something right here. Yeah. By speaking our minds, we're taking a knee. What we're doing with NFL players are doing.
Yes.
Yeah. We're exercising our right to speak what's on our mind. Am I not right, white man?
Come on, Jason.
All right?
Yeah.
And none of you guys are going to stop me.
Is that your knee right there?
What? Yeah. Well, he didn't. Yeah, he took a knee, but he chose to put the knee up.
Yeah, it was like Captain Morgan.
So you don't like uncomfortable things if I bring it up.
No, it's just.
I have another thing I want to bring up.
Oh, God.
I mean, we're friends. Why can't we talk?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He loves controversy.
It's so dumb. Like when you and Dr. Ken fought in the green room.
And I've talked about it. And I've talked about it.
You don't see me going around.
What was your point?
Were you there?
No, it was at Cobb's, first of all.
Dr. Ken spit in his face.
Oh, I got that part.
But let me just say something. Okay.
He went like this.
Yeah, I've talked about it.
You know, like this is what he said to Bobby. He goes, "You're up next." Bobby goes, "What the fuck?"
Yeah,
and then they fought.
Yeah. That was
the actual fist fight.
Well, there was Bobby was not a fight. Bobby was screaming, and then Ken was like,
"There was a little physical competition."
Yeah.
But and, you know, he's good. My birthday last week, he texted me, "Happy birthday." You didn't, but it's fine. Did you? And he spit in my face.
Go lateral on this. Don't go lateral. Let's talk about what happened.
Anything from you? But anyway,
I give you stuff all the time.
I know
time.
You do. You really do. You're a good guy, man.
Didn't I let you go through my water buffalo?
Yeah.
I let you go through the water buffalo.
You got to feel it.
And I'm about to eat some of your Wagyu meat.
Yeah, you can have
Wagyu.
Wagyu meat over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a classy place, your restaurant?
Yeah, it's classy.
What do you mean?
It's clean.
It's clean. You're an investor. You're an investor in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
Is it off of the strip or where is it?
Off of the strip.
What's it called? Let's promote it. What's it called?
It's called Joe Coy's Place.
Is it real? No.
Oh, God.
No, be real. Is that what it's called?
It's called Yo-J.
Joe Coy's Place.
Yo-J?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's off the strip. It's right by my mom's place. She lives out out in Summerlin area.
Does she work there?
It's a nice area.
My mom works there.
She really? She helps out?
Well, she slices meat.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, that's cool.
And then I tell her to leave when the meat's... we have enough stocked, you can go home.
So this is a family-run establishment then.
My mom does not work there, dipshit. No. Why would I have my mom slicing meat at the age of 71? You fucking dick. She's retired.
Okay.
Walks in like goddamn Imelda Marcos and asks for free food. That's what she does when her son.
So sorry. I'm going to stand up again.
Yep. Take a stand.
Lint that up. All right.
Take a stand.
Take a knee.
Take a knee.
You fucking cocksucker. Let me say something to you right now, okay?
Yes.
You fake tooth motherfucker, okay?
Okay. You're fake tooth.
That's what you are.
I know. Right. I know I am.
I want to tell you something right now, all right?
Yes.
There's a place called, what's it, Shabu Shabu House in Little Tokyo.
Little Tokyo. Yeah.
Okay. It's the most successful fucking shabu place in LA.
And the parents work there.
Right. The guy that owns it
works there.
Slices the meat there.
Yes, because he doesn't trust anybody.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that when you said it, I'm like, okay, I could believe that you fucking.
No. Yeah. No, there's a difference between that family and mine. You want to know the difference?
Yeah.
That guy has to fucking work there. That's his paycheck.
Whoa.
My mom's retired.
You know what I would
fucking
fuck you.
Shit.
Let me say this.
Hey, mom, thanks for giving birth to me. And you know what? On your 70th birthday, you're hired. Go fucking slice meat.
I wish, you know what I wish upon you now? You know what I wish upon you?
What?
Only 1 week at these comedy clubs. Okay.
All right.
No, I want you to be successful.
Don't say that.
I want you to be
successful. I'm a nice guy.
You really are nice. I've always loved you.
Yeah.
We've always had a banter. We've never had a...
We don't have a banter.
No, like a good banter together.
Yes.
Yeah.
We always have good banter. I'm telling you. I'm telling you that when you yelled at me in the parking lot, you need to hear that.
What did I say? I don't remember.
You said, You a bad you.
Why did you lose your American accent?
I didn't have an accent.
Always chat hard. Work, tiger, people, light, robot.
Are you writing this down? Are you writing this down?
I don't know why I said robot.
It's my mind comp.
Robot.
Write it down. Write it down, guys.
Bobby.
I said that.
No, you yelled at me.
What did I yell at you for?
You said you're really talented and you need to fucking. I forgot how you said it, but you were just kind of like. You just told me to step it up. You said I was. Basically, you were saying I was being lazy. And I loved it.
Yeah.
And I was. I enjoyed what Chelsea gave me. I enjoyed the work that I did on the road. Like, one thing I'm not is lazy on the road because I still hand out cards.
Yeah.
And I know everyone talks about that. out here in LA still that, yeah. Yo, one thing I know about Joe Coy, at the end of every set, he handed out postcards. And to this day, dude, I still do
that
shit.
Let me just say a thing right now, okay?
Yeah.
You did it the right way.
Yeah.
All right? You amassed a fan base, mm-hmm. a big one.
Yeah.
And you did the work on that. I don't even go outside to meet them.
I know.
Well, I know. You know that?
I've seen it.
I know.
Yeah.
And I feel bad about it. But people pick me up because I'm small.
Yeah, they pick you up.
Yeah, they pick me up by the neck and go, you're funny. You know what I mean? Yeah, and I hate it. You know what I mean? My point
is, it's crazy, though, because we try and pick you up and you're heavy. You're heavy.
Hmm?
Huh?
Am I fat?
I'm just saying.
No, be real. Am I fat?
You're
am
the same height as my son. I can throw my son across the room. That's all I'm saying. My son and you are the same exact height.
Yeah, because I'm 50.
But I can't throw my son anymore.
How old are you?
I mean, I can throw my son across the room. You? Well,
how old are you now?
52.
Are you really? No, how are you? 47, right?
40. Fuck you. 46.
You're 40. We're, oh yeah, we're the same. We're the same exact age.
Yeah, we started the same time.
Yeah. We were born on the same year too. Then,
yeah.
Huh?
71.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
You have any shows you want to plug?
Nope. Don't need to. Sold out since 2018.
Are you really? You go out every week like that?
Every week.
Yeah. 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 You should too. You guys have fun. I watch you guys on Instagram.
Yeah, but
it's cool.
I, you know.
He hates the road.
I hate the road.
Why? You should look at it as a bonus. Bro, you're doing, you're living your dream, and people
can't
wait to fucking see Bobby Lee.
I hate it. Because I don't draw like you do.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
Would you enjoy it more if you drew like him?
Oh, yeah. Because you'd be making money. I don't make a lot of money on the road. Compared to these guys, I don't. Mm. And
he's not just somebody, you don't travel. Like when he goes on road gigs, he just stays in the hotel the whole time.
Mm. Bobby?
You and your girlfriend probably just.
That's not, no, you know, no. I mean,
I see your snaps. I see his story on
I understand
Instagram.
That,
they live it
but
up. They live their best life.
Number one, can generate, he's more prolific than I am in terms of generating material. And number two, I just don't know. Sometimes I just go, maybe I don't want to do it. I don't know, you know? But I do it to pay my mortgage. Mm. But I've never like made a lot of, compared to these guys, a lot of money on it.
Nah.
I'm telling you.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm being real.
When I was at Nordstrom Rack and I would come see you, remember? And you would fucking Nordstrom take Rack. Me to, yeah. Mm. I used to work at Nordstrom. Oh, yeah, damn. Motherfucker. I wasn't born a stand-up comedian. We had part-time jobs.
You have so many.
I worked at yeah, because I had a fucking dream I was chasing. I'm not going to work at goddamn post office.
Yeah. But no, my point though is that shout like out, if you, I'm just saying one night, like a Friday night for you two shows, it's probably 2 to 3 weeks of me going on the road.
No,
it's 100%. I mean, we don't have to talk about it on
Bobby,
the thing.
I know how much you make.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
How?
Because everyone knows. I know the rule. I know how much the pay scales are.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I know how much you make.
Yeah.
But I know.
I don't think you
how
do.
Much,
but
I do know.
What I'm saying though is you're that not, I know. I understand that. But let me just say this. All right.
Yeah.
I, you know,
yes, you're not making 95% of the door like me. Yes, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And so when you don't, when sometimes I'll go to a market and I don't draw, and it hurts my feelings. I go, what am I doing this for? It's depressing. And then you make not that much money, and then you walk away and it's depressing.
Yeah, but those people that came to see you fucking love you, and they're going to come back and they're going to tell your friends. So you just got to keep going back.
Yeah.
But every time you don't go back, that's when you lose your fans. Remember when you yelled at me in the car and said I was lazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way, he yelled at me, you guys. I don't want you to think I'm making this shit up.
I did yell at
yelled
him.
Yelled?
Yeah, he yelled at me, and I think he was at CAA where you yelled at me.
I did.
At the agency?
Yeah, it was in the parking lot.
Yeah.
In the car. And that was the last time I saw him.
How long ago was that?
It's about 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's the last time I saw him.
Oh.
I haven't seen him in 3 fucking years. We've texted and
we've
stuff.
We've texted, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was the last time we talked, and
that was
and
a real,
he kind of threw that in my face. But I'm telling you, I kicked it into overdrive after that, man.
Yeah. But it was a weird, last couple of times though we met with even like Robert Morton. That one time at Hugo's restaurant, what I did, you know, remember, I'm sober, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, because he used to see me vape, just tobacco, whatever. But he always thought it was pot. Mm. Like, but he doesn't. He knew I was sober, so he goes, try my vape pen at the Hugo's restaurant. Right.
Yeah.
So he went to the bathroom. Remember?
Yeah. And then
I took a couple hits.
Yeah. And then he
and I got high.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and it was like a weird, that was weird.
Yeah.
And then we had that thing in the CA, and then I just kind of walked away from the whole thing.
Yeah.
It also, I was mad because of the fact that, like, I just know that him and I on TV would be just a killer. But
still would be.
Oh, man, yeah, it'd be amazing if we were on TV.
But, you know, it didn't happen, and we tried. We really did try, I think. Yeah. We went through.
I think we tried.
We did try. Just, yeah. Yeah.
We're going to take a...
And we're back.
Okay, good.
Dream water.
Nope. That one was...
What was that one? That one was...
What did we just say just this very second?
Blue Apron. Blue Apron's so delicious.
So yummy.
Oh, man. Have you had Blue Apron before?
Yes.
You really have?
Yes.
You cook it?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Oh, so good, Bobby. Let me tell you, nothing better than having it's a so gourmet meal at the comfort of your own home. At the comfort of your own.
Yeah. With the freshest ingredients.
The freshest ingredients.
Yeah.
Organic.
Promo code Yojay.
Yeah.
Easy. Does your woman, do you guys live together?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Yeah, she lives with me.
And so does she cook?
Yeah, she just cooked for me today.
She did.
Oh, amazing, yeah. Butternut... I think the butternut squash, is that what it's called? Yeah.
The soup?
Yeah. No, it was actually in the squash, and she baked it with goat cheese on it. And,
my God.
Yeah, it was amazing, man.
But sometimes, if it's not amazing, do you say it's amazing?
I say it's so amazing.
Every time.
Yeah, every time.
Even if it's not.
Oh, this is so good. It's like pussy. That's what I say to
it. Yeah.
Your pussy. Oh.
You're a great, you're spaghetti bolognese.
I mean, everyone can cook spaghetti.
Don't downplay your shit.
I'm pretty good, you guys.
It's fucking pretty good. In fact,
do you put carrots in it?
No, I don't.
No, fuck carrots. Ooh,
Vienna sausage?
Yeah, I put carrots in mine.
Mm. You do?
Yeah.
Is it good that way?
Yeah. You're supposed to.
I put carrots.
What do you stew it down?
Are you supposed to?
Yeah, carrots and celery.
You stew it down, right?
Yeah.
How do you stew it?
Just as a base, you mean, like a mirepoix.
Wait, how do you stew down carrots?
You stew it down with celery and onion to make a mirepoix.
But how do you? Yeah. What's a
I don't know what mirepoix is. is that in Harry Potter?
It's a dance group.
It's just a base. It's like a
soup. Hey, everyone, we're mirepoix.
We're all Filipino.
Do you? Does that mean they boil it?
They just stew it down to create like a soup base. Yeah, you boil it.
Why don't you do that, bitch?
I do it. I not with a.
I can't get. I can't get no mirepoix
not
down on my fucking bolognese,
but with other stuff, I do.
You can't put carrots in my shit or what?
I do with other stuff. When I make you other stuff, like linatan and all that stuff.
What else do you make?
I make a lot of stuff for myself because I cook a lot of Filipino dishes and he doesn't really.
He doesn't like Filipino. He doesn't like good cooking.
He doesn't like, I don't know what it is.
Not even adobo?
I cook with a lot of vinegar all the time. So.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he's not into it.
Maybe you should cook him some like real down-home Filipino stuff. Caldereta.
Yeah. Like I would love to make
Nilaga.
Him, like, Dinuguan.
I've had Dililuwagan and Maganga. All right. It's all right.
You're so angry.
I'm not angry.
You're so angry.
Let me say something right now.
You're so angry that you have one taste. It's like bulgogi. And then it's like without bone or with bone. In a pot on fire. It's like,
let me say something right now. Let me say something to you.
No, I'm tired of you.
No.
Shitting on my
race. You know what I'm tired of you?
No, I'm tired of you.
I'm tired of you accusing me of not having taste. Mm. I have a plethora. I have a plethora of tastes.
Yeah? Tell me. What's your
favorite one? I love pizza. Let's be real.
That's the taste buds of a 13-year-old child.
Fuck it, man.
Get some real.
I like
fuck
you,
man.
Fuck you, man.
Where are all these fuck yous coming from?
Blue Apron. Blue Apron has taste buds.
Let me say something, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
If it's not Japanese.
Is this budget?
That's it, budget.
Budget.
Okay. Yeah, if there's... Japanese food, I can do. Chinese food, you grew up with Chinese food, right?
Mm-hmm. Everyone. Yeah.
Korean, I was forced to eat because of my parents. Yeah. No one ever cooked me Filipino food, so in my later days as an adult, it's still foreign to me, the flavors. Although we go to that barbecue place.
Oh, we had his birthday at the Park's Finest.
Oh, nice. And you've
been
there?
It's sort of like a barbecue fusion.
Yeah, it's more fusion. Yeah, it's delicious.
But
cornbread off the chain.
Oh, the cornbread.
The cornbread bibinca,
And just the corn thing that they have there is fucking delicious.
Yes. Okay. Their version of elote is really good, too.
You know, I'm slowly trying to get into Vietnamese shit. I didn't like them at first because, you know.
You didn't like them? Who?
The ones the food.
Oh, the food. Okay.
The people.
Man, that sounded racist.
No, I love the people.
I'm slowly getting into Vietnamese, but I didn't really like them at first.
The food I'm at.
As a people.
I love the people, the food.
Yeah, the food.
I love the people. Are you kidding me?
Of course, you love the people.
I love the people. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They tried to take you out, though, didn't they?
They did try to take me out, yeah.
Did they? Oh, when you were in
no,
the gang?
I said...
He always uses the word jungle Asian, and they try to take him down.
Yeah, I called Vietnamese jungle Asians, and then next thing I know, I had to go to, like, Vietnamese news and apologize.
Really?
Vietnamese news outlet.
Like, I was, like, in doing their news. I'm so sorry. We're all human beings, you know, doing that whole
thing. So now he just calls Filipinos jungle Asians, but then Filipinos don't care.
Yeah, because he's also half white.
No, I mean, you call Gilbert.
What does that mean? What are you trying to do with that?
Because I'll tell you why.
Yeah, okay? Tell me why.
It's like when Rob Schneider says, you know what I mean? He's a full Asian. You're not full Asian.
Who's not a full Asian?
Rob Schneider.
Yeah, he's half.
He's a quarter.
So are you.
Yeah.
And so am I.
And so is this one.
But I'm not any less Filipino because that's what I subscribe to.
You're not less Filipino. You're more Filipino than him.
Look, your lady and I are more Asian than you.
Mm-hmm. I think
Like the whole Korean you is less Asian than half of us. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right.
I'm being real. Okay, you are.
You know what?
You're the whitest Korean guy I know.
That's a strong accusation.
It's not.
You're the whitest Korean man I've ever met.
But I grew up in Green Valley.
You're a banana.
All right, and in Green Valley, in Poway, where I grew up, was all white people. White people. Mm. And we had a tennis court and everything. It was nice.
Yeah, you were very,
I had a country club.
You had a tutor.
Yeah. And I was waving my, hey, Toby. You know what I mean? Toby was like, hey, buddy. You know what I mean? And then I would play,
hey, Bobby, are you going to play tennis today?
And I'll be, yeah, Parker, I'll meet you out there. You know what I mean?
Killer.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I grew up with that life. Okay.
Yeah.
But let me say something right now. In my early 20s, and as I got, you know, I started trying to fuck goop girls.
All right. See, you're going to get in trouble for that.
Asians?
Mm. Yeah. No.
No, we have a 50.
That's not what you said. That's not, you're trying to lose sponsors?
No, they love that. They love it. Blue Apron.
Blue Apron.
For our next meal.
They love it. They love it.
With a gook flavor.
Speaking of gook, try our new Asian cuisine.
But I was at work today, and some guy came up to me and said, George has a pink dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa. Who's? Are you George?
Yeah.
I can see that, though. That's not even funny to me. His face is pink. Yeah.
So someone at work listens to Tiger Belly.
Yeah. But he was like a high up guy.
Yeah. So we got to be careful. There are moles everywhere.
There are moles everywhere. But he goes, George has a pink dick. And I go, holy fuck.
You might want to take back the gook flavor stuff.
Yeah. I take back gook pussy, all that stuff.
Yeah.
We added that.
Yeah. Don't bleep it, but you know what I mean?
We retract.
I retract everything I've said today.
Yeah.
We're everything I've ever said today.
Hey, should we start the show over?
No, I think this is how I always do it.
Yeah. This is amazing.
No. Yeah. I like mixing.
Oh, mixing.
Yeah.
What?
And I like it when it's like kind of like.
Improvised.
Just disheveled.
Shoveled. All over the place.
On your podcast, you have a schedule.
Structure.
You do?
And a producer.
I have a producer too, this far.
Guy has a pink dick.
That nullifies the whole thing.
Yeah. No, but you know, I like it when it's like a little chaotic. You know?
I love it. This show's been so much fun, man.
I know, but can I just say this though? Please? How come I haven't been on yours?
I've asked you. I mean, fucking.
You have never asked me. And that's, you know what? I'm going to say this. Bobby, I swear to God.
Bobby, can I tell you what you suffer from?
I swear to God.
Can I tell you what you suffer from? Can I tell you what you suffer from?
Pull up your text messages, and I'm sure there's proof of that.
Yeah. No, because this is a new phone, the first text here.
Exactly.
You always change your number. Why?
No. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? I'm pretty sure your lady's going to agree with me. Yeah. You ready?
Yes.
Bobby will lie and believe his lie.
Yeah.
Believe it to the point where he'll cry, like tears, and sell it to you.
We've talked about it on here. He is a
great liar.
Yeah,
great liar.
And he believes his lie so much so
that it's real.
Now it's a truth.
Now it's real to him.
Yeah,
it's like OJ. It's like OJ.
It's not like OJ.
It's like OJ.
No, wait.
OJ honestly thinks he didn't murder the entire house.
It's not like OJ.
It is like OJ.
I never killed a white bitch and a waiter.
But I guarantee you, if you did,
I would lie about it.
You would lie about it. Yeah. And you would get away with it.
Yeah.
Don't incriminate yourself.
Yeah, man.
So when I tell people I was at Pearl Harbor, I believe that.
You believe you were at Pearl Harbor?
Because Ren and Zizzy did the 9/11 thing. So I've been doing Pearl Harbor. And people don't tend
very
to believe
topical.
Me. Yeah. They don't
so really dumb right now.
What? They go, you were there? I go, yeah, I was there, man. I was sleeping in the bunker. Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, 1940. You know what I mean? 1940, I go, yeah. And I heard the kamikazes are coming down, man. And then my black friend who looks like Cuba Gooding Jr. had a little fucking machine gun. And he, right. You know what I mean?
All right.
He was a chef and he, you know.
What?
But no, I have told people that and I have lied a lot. Mm-hmm. I lie about things a lot. Yeah, you're right. But you know what?
You can show him a text message.
Yeah.
You
can and show he'll fight it.
Proof. Here, exhibit A, exhibit B, exhibit C. And he's like, I did not write that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
I could be like, Bobby, why did you text this to this person? And you're like, that's not my phone. And he'll say, that's not, he'll come up
with. I text in caps.
Yeah.
Those are lower case. But is that a character flaw?
What, the way you're speaking?
Yes. Yeah. No, am I lying?
That's just your teeth missing.
I have one tooth missing over here.
She said six. And anyone knows your mouth, it's her.
Do I? You know, I have so many teeth.
How many
missing.
Teeth? How many teeth?
He's got like six missing in the back row.
Let's fix this.
I can chew fine.
He can chew in the front.
Yeah, but you're a public figure, man.
I chew fine. I chew with my front.
Smile and look to the right. Smile and look to the right.
No, you can't see it.
I know, just do it. Smile. Smile and look to the right. Go. Yeah, we got to fix that. Yeah. Oh my God!
You see it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so.
Why?
I got so sad.
Because they were like,
"I'm gonna raise money. Let's do a show, raise money.
I have the money.
Kickstarter.
I can fucking fix it.
And like every $2,000, we put like a tooth that says 2,000. I mean,
because they said that they were gonna have to drill nail into the thing.
Yeah. Yes.
And then I'm not doing that.
You should get it.
Into the skull part, upper skull,
mm-hmm. upper gum. Yeah.
Into the bone.
Yes.
And then they screw it in.
Is that a jaw? Can you just Google it? You have
jaw.
A computer.
Yeah. Well, you have
upper jaw.
Google too, man.
It's your jaw.
Yeah, but he has a computer that's on. You dick.
Okay.
God.
They call it the maxilla.
That's what I was going to say.
Maxilla, which is the meat that you serve at your restaurant. Maxilla.
Yeah.
It's moist.
Maxilla. Yeah.
10,000.
Slice. So I do, and that's a character defect, and I'm going to change that about myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do that.
Nah. I'll tell you what.
You know what I mean? You are who you are.
It makes life more
interesting. His life motto is lie to win.
Yes. Lie to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing that all my life.
Do you play Monopoly with him?
I don't.
You don't? How about chess?
We try to play chess.
He'll cheat.
Right? Are you good?
No, I'm bad.
Yeah, yeah. But you know how to play.
I know one move at a time.
Yeah. I think it's one move. That's right.
I'm not Prison Break.
Yeah.
Where they play nine.
I don't know. Black guy.
I knew you were gonna do that in New York. 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
What's that kid's name? Magnus.
Yeah, the Magnus.
Is it Magnus?
Yeah, it is Magnus.
That kid is a genius.
Genius. Yeah, I can think maybe two moves ahead, at tops.
No, you don't.
Why?
Because I know you don't. You think one move.
No.
And that move is, does the horse go to the left or right?
No.
The two moves you think of is straight and then left. And that's
this is how far my mind went. This is the truth.
Okay.
I'm not lying here.
Okay.
You move your rook, right?
Yes.
And I go, why did he move that rook?
Yep.
In my mind. That's the first thought.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think he's doing something scandalous.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to try to trick my shit. Mm. He's trying to capture something.
Yeah.
So why did he move that rook? He's trying to get A, B, or C, whatever it might be, I think, right?
Yeah.
And then this is as far as I can think. If he takes this, I have to do this. If he takes this, I have to do this. And then my mind will stop.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? But that's two moves, though.
You had me at... I know. You had me at hello. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about right now.
His brain to
this fucking shithead doesn't know who Helen Hunt is.
How do you not know who Helen Hunt is?
You know Helen Hunt?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was a deaf girl that spoke sign language and blind.
So stupid.
I'm joking, Twister. You dumb.
Twister, as good as it gets.
As good as it gets.
She did Beaver.
I go, did you see Castaway? He goes, I don't know that.
Uh-uh.
You don't know that?
He's 24.
I don't give a fuck. Let me say this.
I told you, there's kids out there that don't know who Mark Wahlberg was. I'm being very honest.
That's
why I had to explain Siegfried and Roy.
I know, but
not everybody knows, man. We're 50, bro.
I know, but the thing is,
he was in someone's nuts.
I know.
What? How long ago?
Can I just
20 years ago? You were in your dad's nuts. You're 24 years ago. Splattered.
But most people have still seen Castaway.
Where do you get that nose? Your mom or your dad?
My dad.
That's it.
Where do you get that voice from? Your mom?
Definitely.
Don't get angry. Don't get angry.
Don't get mad. These are jokes.
Here's my point. At 19, when I was in high school, people would go, "Do you know who Robert Redford is?" That's not my generation, but I know who the fuck he is.
He was still relevant when you were in high school, dipshit.
Tashira Mufoon.
Oh God! Now he gets into the
fucking... Forget Tashira Mufoon.
Yeah, that was stupid.
What? They say. Oh, how about this? Orson Welles was not in my generation.
Okay, that I can agree, but he wasn't in anyone's. Are you kidding me? That's the beginning of film, magazines then.
Yeah, but I still knew who he was. No,
yeah, because his name was like a famous name, but you didn't know who he was.
No, I did. He was...
No, you didn't. You didn't know any of his shit. He was just a famous name. Everyone always said Orson Welles.
Heard of Helen Hogbit, this fucking retard.
Oh, he has seen.
All right, film school.
What do you see?
He saw Citizen Kane.
Oh, okay. See?
Yeah.
Nice.
So then, okay, well, then you know.
So then you know who Helen Hunt is.
I'm
going to
give you a pass on that.
Helen Hunt was in Citizen Kane.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to give you a pass. I'm sorry. I apologize.
He's in a closet.
He's nice, man. Why are you mean to the kid that's in a closet sitting on a medicine ball? It's fucking humiliating, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Bad.
Give him a water next to a lamp. You know, being held by a squirrel.
It's so weird.
Who the fuck are you? All those clothes you don't even wear. All of
those
them.
Those are my girlfriend's shit.
Oh, same size. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You know what? You know, it's so funny that you're here because I want to be real for a second.
Oh, God.
Why?
Because I know you're just going to do something.
No.
To where we're not going to talk for 5 years. And we're going to be in our 70s.
What happened? No, man. I was going to say that it's so weird that you and I would meet at that time and that we would still be here doing this.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Bro, I'm telling you, man, you are a sense of motivation for me. Like I've had, like, you know, like when you have those paths that cross. And then we're still on the same track, trying to chase the same dream. And then we cross again. And I don't know how many times you cross. Do you remember that one time I went to you at the Comedy Store and you had me go up in front of Mitzi?
Yeah,
you did that for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or how about that time when I was working at Nordstrom Rack and I was doing like catering for a yacht company.
Oh yeah.
And then I was trying to write for you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And then you were feeding me all this food and shit. Yeah, and I just thought you were the richest guy in the world. You were on Mad TV.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? Something though is that.
Or how about? Okay. I'm just gonna keep talking.
No, but my point.
How about when you were in Vegas and this is the second time you came. And then
even the first time you put me up in your, I slept in your house.
Yeah, you slept in my house. But the second time you told me to move to LA.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's that. We barely even knew each other. I think that was only 2 years into our relationship. And then you were right away, you're like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Like, you need to be in LA.
Are you doing a Sean Connery thing on your face? Or
hold on, let's do the inspirational shit and then go to the jokes.
You know what I mean? I didn't let it burn long enough, let
the people sitting in the cubicle that enjoy Tiger Belly, which is very few, let them enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let them get motivated as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Because they have a goddamn Tiger Belly sticker of your girlfriend and then a little tiny pink dick on her back.
I have a little dick. That's fine.
I have that too.
You have a little dick?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I'm rich. But anyways, I want you to know that you are very inspirational throughout my whole career.
Yeah. But you know what?
And you should hear that because I don't think you hear that enough.
But the thing is the truth is this.
And you've always told me to do shit, and I followed you.
I'll tell you the truth, though.
Bro, let me tell you. After you said no, I need to say it because I've been holding it in for a long time. When you told me to move to L.A. and I said no, and I remember when you left, you were like, ah. You did that same thing you did when we were at CAA where you just fucking stormed out, and you're mad. And then you got fucking Premium Blend, and you got fucking Mad TV. I think you got Mad TV first, and then Premium Blend?
No, I got Premium Blend before that.
Yeah, and then you got Mad TV. That's what it was. And I was just
I got a couple other things, too, but you don't have to mention it. But my point is this, okay? This is that.
I told myself I should have moved to LA because those would have been my gigs.
No, but the thing is that you've always been, you could always see it. You know what I mean? Like when I first saw, I used to say this a lot, but when I first saw D'Elia or people like that are intrinsically funny, who are just, you know, charismatic and are just funny people on stage. You have joke writers, right? You have guys that can write a joke. And that's valid, and that's great, and there's a lot of great joke writers and joke tellers. But then you have people that are just very funny. Eddie Murphy. But him, he's like that. He's always been like that. Joe, you've always been legitimately just a gifted, funny guy. And you're always a nice guy, you know? And I don't really remember a lot of these times, but I've always liked you, and I've always, we try to help each other, you know? And so I'm just saying that, trying to be nice and say that I'm just glad that you're in my life. And even though we don't see each other for a couple of years and whatnot, I know that there's love there. And, you know.
You guys should do an Asian tour. Like in just Manila.
She wants Singapore. To do that. Have you played Manila yet?
I'm going November.
What do you? What is it? Is you're doing headlining there?
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah. How is that?
What the fuck? What the fuck do you think?
He's opening for some.
What the fuck? Yeah, I'm gonna open for what? A goddamn what? A convention? I'm going out there, fucking Xerox convention. The fuck do you think?
Stop for a second, okay? Who's that little dancing yellow monkey that does the singing? He's really good.
He's talking about Bruno Mars.
Open for Bruno Mars.
Right. What if you
fucking
said
mark that? Are you kidding me?
What if you said I'm doing a fucking variety show with Bruno Mars? Right. You're I'm gonna dumb. Do and you no know just exactly like Manny Pacquiao. You,
yeah.
Right. And we're doing a variety show in a gigantic stadium.
And Manny never allowed to take off his boxing gloves. He always has to have them on. If he's in a tux,
it could be a fucking variety show. William Hung, all of them. You know what I mean?
William Hung,
doing your thing.
But he's Korean, by the way. That's your people. In fact,
is William Hung Korean?
I think he's Chinese.
No, he's Korean. He looked like you when you first started.
You fucking asshole!
I swear to God.
Why would you say that?
He was relevant when you first started, and I remember I was like when they introduced you, I was like, oh fuck, that's the guy from American. Oh no, it's not.
It's not the guy from Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Hong Kong. Yeah, Hong Kong to you, my friend.
Hong Kong to you.
Hong Kong back to you.
So are you going to do a TV show or what?
Yeah, man. I think that we should always have that in the back of our head.
Yeah, but I want you to do one. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah. We're bro, I'm telling you, man, that's all I've been doing is producing and making shit.
Like that sneakers movie idea. Have you done that?
No.
That's a really good idea.
No. What was it called? Right now we have this animation that we actually fully produced already. So.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Well, that's
good. Shopping that now, yeah.
Yeah, you got to do that shit.
Yeah, well, yeah. I know, man. I'm telling you, that Netflix, when I shot that was very inspirational because I remember how much money that cost. And I was like, fuck, I hope I can sell this. Man. I hope I can sell
it. Of course it's going to sell, JoJo. Right?
No.
It should.
It should, JoJo.
If people are thinking, it should.
Yeah. No, I mean, we sold it. But it just...
And I've said this before... And you're a prime example of it.
Yeah.
There's a disconnect between Hollywood and what's really going on.
And the ground.
With the real, you know, what you know, people, Hollywood people don't know what you guys like you truly are doing on the road and what numbers you're bringing in and whatnot. And then you get some sort of, I'm not going to name names, but you get some sort of cute kid who's young, who can write a couple of jokes, and they get everything. You know, and then you're just kind of going, what the fuck? I mean, it's just the same old story. I know I'm complaining. I don't want to go back. I'm trudging old ground, you know, so I'm going to stop. Are we doing the thing?
Go ahead and mark that, too.
No, we're not marking that. We're not marking that. We do this thing called unhelpful advice.
Okay.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby Kalina and Joe Coy.
Hey, that was pretty good. I like that.
Thank you.
Second City, bro.
One more time. Yeah.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby, Kalila, and the man with money, JoJo.
I like that.
Yeah.
That was weird.
That was deep.
All right. Do you want me to, don't say her name?
Don't. Just a first name.
Okay. This is Lisa. I need help. LA is filled with basic, vanilla, boring guys, and I can't seem to find anyone who has a better personality than my big toe. I've been single for a while now, and it kind of sucks. Not because I'm single, but the thought of going through bags of dicks before actually finding someone remotely chill and interesting. Do I have to admit that LA is a fucking dick desert? I know you can help me. Please help a girl out. And this is a very cute...
cute Asian girl who thinks LA is a dick desert.
You have a photo?
It's very tiny. Can you show it on your phone?
Yeah, I can vouch. She's a cute...
No, let me see the photo.
It's like, I can't...
Okay, it doesn't matter what she looks like. This is a girl who's trying to find, you know, more than just a bag
yes,
of dicks.
Yes, it does matter what she looks like.
Here, take a picture of it and show Bobby.
Yeah, yeah. And then zoom it out. I cannot answer the question.
Yeah,
until
it was CC's.
Sweetie, it's real. Let's be real, okay?
I feel like this...
That's what she looks like pixelated.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Cute.
Super cute.
Yeah, cute.
Very cute.
All right, yeah. Well, that's all I needed, guys. Now we can move on, all right? We can move on now, all right?
Yeah.
We have all the facts.
If she looked like fucking, you know...
She does look miserable, though. She does look miserable.
That's just an emo kind of girl. Girls
she's
do that.
She's emo, dude. Okay. She's yeah. a feeler. Okay. So check this out. Check it out. How old is she?
She looks young. She looks like she's probably in her 20s, it looks like.
Which means she's probably 36.
Mm. Yeah, because she's Asian.
She
yeah.
is Asian. Yeah. So she's 36.
And she speaks like a 36-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah. With that kind
a
of
20,
like,
a 22-year-old
still hopeful.
Asian girl would not be talking like yeah. that. I'm so happy to be here. So many dicks. It's like a dick desert. Yeah. And I love desert.
Coachella. If she was living in Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She'd be a hit.
It would be the same complaint.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Because there's less options.
Yeah.
So one of my point is that yes, there's a lot of fucking shitty dudes in LA that you're gonna have to fucking that's everyone. We have to you know what I mean? We have to go through the bags of dicks and yeah. pussies to find the one that fits your situation.
You know how I explain Hollywood? Can I jump in real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Everyone is from a small town. I'm from Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah.
It's just, there's nobody out there. But when you went to school, there was always that one dick, probably good looking, little talented. Mm-hmm. When he graduated, where did he go? Hollywood.
Yeah.
So every small town that had that dick yeah. that was kind of cute and
yeah.
and had talent, that dude is here.
Yeah.
So in your town, it was just one dick. You come to Hollywood, all the dicks are here.
And now yes. they're competing against
and
one another.
And now they're competing against one another. Yeah, that's yeah. just, that's my, that's a, and that same thing for the women, by the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But that, also, the nerds came out here too.
Yeah, the nerds came out here
because
too.
Those are the ones that edit. Right, and they're good with computers, and they animate and stuff like that. It's a lot of creative people are out here.
A lot of creative people.
Right, so you're going to have to go through all the dicks and the
but
nerds.
But how do you go through that? See, I think for a lot of people these days, it's like they go through the burnout of Tinder. It's yeah. like everything is just easy and accessible and convenient, and you can do it out of the, you know, so you will, if you just want casual dick, yeah, that is the way to go. Yeah. But if you're looking
or
for
AIDS.
Something, yeah, or yeah, yeah AIDS.
True.
If you're looking for something meaningful, I don't think that online apps is the way to go.
I think it is.
I know that's how we met, but
yeah, that's how we
that's
met.
And when also, Tinder first started.
I've said this before, okay? You think about your daily life, all right? I'm going to tell you, explain to my life. I wake up around 2, 3 p.m. I drink a Red Bull.
Yeah.
And then I'll go get
some
to eat.
We should get some good music behind this. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, I'll get some to eat.
Yeah.
Then I'll go to a coffee shop, try to write a joke.
Yeah,
and I'll go
yeah.
to the comedy store, do my set, come home, play video games till 3-4 in the morning,
yeah.
and then go to sleep. Right?
I'm tired so, just listening
I know,
to that.
I know,
day.
I know. But,
Jesus Christ.
But that's
itinerary.
Every day, yeah. right? And so along that path of behavior, you're only going to run into people, the same people.
Yeah.
The same people at the coffee shop, right? This and that.
Yeah, you're right.
But what Tinder does, it expands your horizons. I would have never met Kalila without Tinder.
Right, but what I'm saying
okay, but
now,
can I say this, though? When you and her met, it was at the beginning stages of that creepy
exactly.
app. Now it's really
I think
creepy.
How it's being it's, used now is very different as to yeah. how it was being used. And I'm telling you right now, there were some decent people on there. I'm not saying there aren't decent people on Tinder now, but the idea is if I match with someone, it's basically for casual sex. It's not yeah. really to get to know them past
yeah, and I use Tinder
genitalia.
For casual sex, too.
Yeah.
But I've met somebody that didn't want to just have sex, casual sex.
And then
I
met
somebody,
her.
I met her, and yeah. I'm like, oh, this is a connection. This, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that my first intention wasn't to find a fucking soulmate. My first intention was I want to get some pussy fast.
Okay.
Right?
So what do we tell this girl then? Is it just, is it hopeless?
Join all the Bumbles, this and that, go on dates. She's 22, right?
Is she 22?
We don't have
we
an
don't
age.
We don't know. We just assume
she's young. Look at the face. Okay? She's in her fucking 20s, right? I didn't meet her until I was 42.
Put yourself out there.
I don't really believe her text, by the way. I don't think she's
Hollywood is not full of a bunch of dicks.
No, like, I really, you're right. There are really great people.
She's full of shit. She's like, I don't know. She's had a couple bad dates and that's it for her.
Mm. Yeah.
There's a lot of nice people in this
town.
There
we go. That's what I'm saying, man.
And also, you know, I do have friends whose standards are so high.
Yeah.
And you just kind of like, why do you care? Does he have to be just...
Why does he have to have a helicopter? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
And I do think you should, you know, want... You can want your cake and then eat it. So you can have the whole thing.
Yeah.
But also be reasonable.
Be reasonable.
You know, within limits. It's like, no, he doesn't have to have a helicopter.
Yeah.
And if he has a pot belly, that's okay
that's
too.
That's fine. He's missing teeth.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
We gave her no answer.
We did. No, what Bobby said was right. Go outside your norm. Mm. You want to meet some people, then change your environment.
Here's the thing.
You're going to see the same bag of dicks if you go into the same places.
It's not better anywhere else is my point.
No, it isn't.
For her to go, I'm going to go to Alaska. Well, okay, go to Alaska.
Go to Alaska.
You're going
to
find like a guy that smells like fish.
Yeah.
Like 24/7.
Yeah. You're going to find a guy out there with a freezing cold pink dick.
Yeah.
And that guy is right here.
Yeah.
Give it up for George Kimmel.
Yeah. The white dudes in Alaska look like him, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
that kind of big sweater?
Yeah. And they cross their legs like that, like they're fucking a painter or some shit. I hate it.
Looks like Bob Ross.
You don't paint shit, bro.
You don't paint shit.
Wow. Talk about starting a fight.
Look at how fucking fancy he thinks he is.
You don't paint shit, bro.
Yeah. He abuses people to keep them. Stockholm Syndrome.
I like that. That is what you do. You verbally abuse people. Look at the guy in the closet. Mm-hmm. He hasn't said a fucking word.
I love him.
Oh, really? Let's play it back to 9:32. Play it back to 9:32.
Let me say something to you.
Remember Thin Lips? Remember when you said Thin Lips to him?
Does he look like Delroy Lindo to you?
Who do you look like? Your dad? Where'd you get your fucking nose? Remember that? That was at 9:16.
Yeah.
You love him?
He looks like Big Bird right over there.
Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah. Look at that nose. Is it a beak? What is it?
What are you? You got parents?
Yeah.
Why?
What are you going to do?
Why didn't they leave
you? You going to attack me? What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You going to fight me? Get in the goddamn closet. Why is the door open?
Yeah.
You're mean.
I'm a bastard.
Mm-hmm. You're a painter.
So guys,
that was fun.
What you want to plug some dates? What do you want
to
plug?
I don't need to.
They're already sold out.
Yeah.
But I even if they're sold out, he'll have a show. And if he's in your show in your town,
yeah,
you know what I mean. Check it out. And
I'm not here to plug shows, man.
I'm just gonna.
I'm
do
here
it for
to be
you.
Friends with you.
We are friends.
Oh, okay. Good. Are we gonna talk again or?
Yeah. I got to do your podcast.
You want to do it tomorrow? Exactly.
I can do it tomorrow. What time?
Oh.
11 in the morning.
No.
Okay. Doesn't do that, man.
Why do you do it so early?
Because that's when life starts. Life starts in the morning. Life ends at night. You fucking Korean vampire.
Anyway, check out a special on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that I know. I just did it.
I just did it. That's nice of you.
And on a high note, say something inspirational and positive, Bob.
Yeah, let's close this.
Bookend it.
I'm going to begin that.
Think of the words. I'm not.
I already know the words. In life, you run into certain guys. That's kind of a mirror of what you want to be, or you want to surround yourself with. And those mirror images, you run into. Time and time again in your voyage. And Joe is like that for me. He's somebody that I look up to, somebody that I respect, and somebody that I think is extremely talented. And I know for the rest of my life that I will always see him. You know, he'll always be in my life. That's why when we see each other, like when we was driving in, it just started, you know, the chemistry, the rapport. I really love him. You know, I love his family, and he's a good dude. Mm. Okay?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Is that good?
Yeah.
That was very good.
That was really
good. The mirror thing.
Let
me say something.
Oh, yeah.
I am a liar.
A known liar.
I'm a known liar.
We know.
But
that was 922.
But that was the truth.
Mm. Oh, I like that.
Good reversal.
Let's end this before you start.
Right.
Others.
Okay.
You know.
Turn it off.
Cool. Guys, we'll be back in a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Ahem. And we're back. Ahem. Talk about spiking the volume.
Oh my God.
Yo.
You guys,
that was loud. That was so
they've
loud.
They've always been that way together. Like even when we when they were shooting the pilot for that show.
Yeah.
Screaming match.
It's a constant screaming match. You just have to sit back and
let it happen.
Just watch it happen.
Brace yourself.
They don't know how to speak to each other at normal levels. I don't think I've ever seen Joe and Bobby together speaking at this decibel. It's always got to be like 10,000 over.
It's funny because it's like even their sincere moments, it's so loud.
Yeah, they got to scream, I love you.
I love this guy.
Yeah, but that was great.
What do we got coming up? Anything we need to let the Slept Kingdom know?
Yeah, Slept Kingdom. Major announcement. The last podcast, I made a mistake. We are not doing PodFest on October 7th. October 7th, Bobby will be
in Calusa. But we are doing PodFest.
Yes, we are. October 7th, Bobby is doing Calusa Casino. And October 6th is when we're doing LA PodFest. And that is at 9 p.m. in the Gold Room at the Millennial Biltmore Hotel in downtown LA. Yeah,
the historic.
Yes. And the tickets, if you go to lapodfest.com, and it's not just us. If you buy a ticket, you have a whole weekend of other podcasts, really good ones like The Dollop, My Favorite Murder, Bert Kreischer. There's a lot of other podcasts that whole weekend.
So that ticket's not just for our show. It's you can go to see a bunch of people.
Right. Yeah. And I wanted to... I know some of you guys had expressed concern saying like, hey, you know, we just kind of wanted to see you guys and I'm not going to pay that, you know, that price for if I just want to see you guys. But we really need you there. And so Bobby is really, Bobby hates playing to an empty room. So if you can find it deep in your pockets, just be there for us. We would really appreciate it.
Yeah.
But also no hard feelings if you can't, because that is...
make it a Friday night thing. I mean, at 7 o'clock is the Birdcast, and we're right after that. So go watch the Birdcast, and then watch us right after.
Yeah, but it's really cool because, I mean, essentially you get to be around every single comedian with a podcast. Bill Burr is going to be there.
Yeah.
Everybody is there. Yeah. So I think that you should definitely splurge and come see all of us.
Yeah. Doug loves movies there too, and he's pretty.
Yeah,
he's fun.
Doug
Benson's fun. Anything else, George?
Nah, I think that's all I had to say.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I.
Also, guys, for tickets to the Bobby's Calusa show, just go to BobbyLeeLive.com, and I believe I put a link up there. So, do that. Other things I wanted to say, I'm sure I forgot.
Any announcement? You can think about it while I tell people to make sure they follow us on Instagram at Tiger Belly and on Twitter at The Tiger Belly and email us any questions at thetigerbelly@gmail.com. And if you want to send Bobby any dream water for his birthday or just send anyone anything here at Tiger Belly, like fan art for Jason, he really needs it. He was bullied today.
Bobby's birthday is already passed. He doesn't get to celebrate a whole October as well.
Fine.
Yeah, my birthday's in October, so...
Send George something.
Oh, yeah, 2 days after Jessica's birthday, I remember. Are you going to do a co-birthday celebration?
No, you forgot that you and Quinn are just throwing it.
No.
Oh, also, you guys, Jessica and I, we went to go see Leopard Sharks this past weekend in San Diego.
Where was my invite?
And George was left out of that invite. And I feel really sad for you, but I feel... Oh, and that's another announcement. I'm
sorry. Yeah.
What
was your announcement?
My announcement is to all my beautiful minions who have really followed my instructions and really hammered down on the hashtag George and Jessica forever.
It's time to turn.
I think, babe, your head is blocking everything. It's time to shut it down, I think, and we're gonna scale back
on
the hashtag.
The new one?
There's no new hashtag.
Aww.
We're just going to you know,
hashtag.
I feel
LA
bad when you post a picture of your food or like your nephew, and then that's all there is. There are like 200 comments, and I'm like, damn, that's what have I done?
Especially when there's a baby.
But also, I like every single one of them.
What's your Instagram?
My Instagram.
Kalila.
Really, Bobby? We've been together 4 years, and that has not changed. It's Calamity K. K H A L A M I T Y.
On all social media, you can follow Kalila there.
Holy fuck, sweetheart.
And also, if you want to send us any...
Wait, don't tag any photos, sweetie.
If you want
don't
to send
post
any...
anything of me, please.
No, I'm not posting it. How do you spell it?
K.
So for any fans that want to hear this.
K-H-A-L-A.
L-A.
M-I.
M-I.
T-Y.
T-Y. K-H-A-L-A-M-I-T-I.
T-Y.
K-H-A-L-A-M-I-T-Y.
Yeah.
Calamity.
Calamity K, and then the last letter is K.
Like that.
Yeah.
What?
Let me see. Let me see. Let me verify.
Like that.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Wow.
But Joe Coy wants to tag.
Oh, okay. As long as you don't post the picture.
Joe Coy's going to tag.
So make sure you send us any packages if you'd like to for George's birthday or anything at 1626 Wilcox Avenue, Suite 161, Hollywood, California, 90028. Anything else before we go?
All good. Check out the Reddit. Check out the Facebook groups. So.
Cool, guys. And come to LA Podfest. Get your tickets. All right, bye.
Sorry.